Let's stay with sport now and over to Wimbledon, which began overnight and where a cast of tennis greats will chase victory on those manicured All England club courts over the next 2 weeks. Ageing stars Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal and Andy Murray are back once again, while women's legend Serena Williams has made it into the field at the age of 40 in pursuit of that elusive Grand Slam title number 24. It would be her eighth at Wimbledon. Well, tennis journalist Simon Cambers is with us from London. Hi there, Simon.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray, I think, have been in action already, but taking four sets apiece.
I love the way you describe them as ageing stars.
Yeah, I love that too.
They're trying their hardest. they both won in four sets, and Novak Djokovic, six-time champion, reigning champion. You'd expect him to get through pretty easily. He did against Sun Kyung, but Andy Murray took a little bit longer, still four sets against James Duckworth, and of course, Murray's been, you know, building his game again after having a metal hip in surgery 3 years ago. So it's been impressive to see him back at Wimbledon with a smile on his face. It's really the first time he's been at Wimbledon without serious pain for about 6 years.
It's pretty incredible, that, as a comeback. Novak Djokovic, though, is he seen as the one to beat?
Yeah, I mean, he's the top seed, given the fact that there are no Russian or Belarusian players here this year because of the ban by Wimbledon, which took out the world number one, Daniil Medvedev. Djokovic is the number one seed. Really, he's the man to beat anyway. As I said, he's six times champion. He's the best player in the world on grass. He knows his way around the place so well. And he's got extra motivation because he lost in Paris in the quarterfinals. He couldn't play in Australia when he got deported because he'd not vaccinated against COVID-19. And he may well not be allowed to play at the US Open too, because you can't get into the US at the moment unless you're vaccinated. So he has extra motivation to try to win again here and also close the gap on Rafael Nadal in the Grand Slam race. He's two behind at 20-22.
But I guess Andy Murray will be the local favourite. He'll have a lot of support.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a big favourite with the crowd really ever since he started playing, but it all turned for him 10 years ago, would you believe it, when he cried on court after losing to Roger Federer. It turned the mood of a nation really in his favour. And he's a star. He's a hero in Britain and in Scotland, of course. And just seeing him back here playing good tennis again, he's got a decent chance of getting maybe through to a quarterfinal against Djokovic, which would be quite something given what he's been through in the last few years.
On the women's side of things, Serena Williams, back from injury. How do you rate her chances?
It's really hard with Serena. I mean, she hasn't played for a year. She's not in the kind of shape that she was a few years ago. She's, you know, obviously rusty. She's coming back from an injury a year ago. But it's Serena Williams, and you can't count her out. I saw she played in Eastbourne last week in doubles, where you only have to cover half the court, of course. But she was hitting the ball well, and you just know that if she can get a sort of teeth into the tournament, maybe get through a few rounds, then a lot of players are still intimidated by her. I feel like there are enough players that are not for her not to be able to win it. But I wouldn't be surprised if she goes quite a long way either way.
Because, of course, she's still trying to match that 24 Grand Slam record of Margaret Court.
Yeah, exactly. She has all the motivation in the world. I mean, a lot of people, I think, thought that she was done. She probably wouldn't come back at all. It was a little bit of a surprise when she was announced as a wild card for Wimbledon. But here she is. And, you know, with players like her, with Roger Federer, I think if Roger Federer was in the men's draw, he's still recovering from injury, you would still think that he could possibly win it. So you just can't count her out.
Indeed. Thank you very much for your time. Tennis journalist Simon Cambers there on Wimbledon getting underway. Kia pai tora. Have a great day.